Hello.
I'm not ready yet.
You're never ready. This is why I do it. I'm just trying to...
Left goes on left.
Make it look like I'm organized and you're not.
You are not. You were today.
Equally. Like, because I set up?
Yeah.
I mean, you normally help me set up, so... Yeah,
not today.
It's on my group organ. Oh, my earrings are getting smooshed in these headphones.
Are they different earrings to normal?
They're just like my Contessa ones. My fancy
very
ones.
On brand.
Very on brand. So I have a question for you.
Yes. If you make me look dumb in front of the whole world, I'm going to be real mad at you.
I think you should know this. No pressure.
Okay.
I feel like she's feeling pressure. So every day, everyone, thanks for listening. Every day I have a setting. I don't even know how I got it. In Google that it gives me a notification and has a word of the day. And every day I like to test Candace to see if she knows the meaning of said word. Usually she gets it. Some days she gets real mad because she's like, I knew what that was. I just didn't know how to say it the same way that they said it.
It's really hard to without using it in a sentence sometimes.
It is. I like to use her big fat brain. So today's word of the day, Candace Lamb.
Not an English brain, just FYI, but that's okay.
What do you mean? Not an English? Like, were you never really strong with... Well, you're still doing pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
We'll see.
Incoherent.
All I can think of is drunk person. It's the first thing that comes to my mind. Are you reading it?
Yeah, it's not explained like I thought it would be explained. Do you want to take a stab, or yours is just drunk
it's
person?
Like, yeah, that's the first thing. Like, incomprehensible, like can't understand what someone is trying to say or do. Say, I would say more say.
It's pretty good. I'm pretty impressed by you. Expressed in...
That was the pity look. That was like...
No. That was like, I'm actually impressed. Expressed in an incomprehensible...
Yes, I love it when I get the words the same. That's right.
Or confusing way. Mm-hmm. Unclear.
Yes.
Mm. So, yeah, no, you did really good. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, you impressed me. Continue to impress me.
Continue to.
What are we talking about today? That's today's word. I suggest everyone get on it. It's good to just, you know, find different things to challenge your brain with.
Yeah, I like it. Mm. The open.
Again?
Week three of three.
Oh, wow.
But I feel like we've been talking about it for about 6 months.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
It feels like it because it comes up so often in conversation lately. How do you feel about the final workout of the Open? Let's talk about you from an athlete standpoint first and then a coach.
Pretty good. I like all of those things.
Yes.
I've been working really hard on gymnastics.
You have?
I'm excited to see how that goes.
I don't think you could have said you liked all of these things even this time last year.
No.
So that's pretty cool.
To see how that goes under a bit of fatigue. I'm happy that the double under reps are small. I've been battling a bit of a toe injury. So
yeah, I didn't even think of that for you. How good.
So that's good.
That's fantastic. I was sneaky hoping for myself that the
There'd
double
be like 100 of them.
Yeah. Because I like high rep double unders, but also this is fine.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's good.
You would be a little bit disappointed there's not a heavy lift?
Yeah, that's...
You do love a good...
It's my jam, but that's okay. It means it's coming later.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, I didn't think you would be.
I'll be mad in a couple of weeks, but I'm not mad now. And what about from a coach perspective? How do you feel?
I know that there's a lot of... I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but the first 2 weeks of the Open this year have been very
manageable.
Like the entry point has been quite accessible to just about everybody.
Yeah.
This week is not the same, which we knew was coming. Like
we did warn you.
It's a broad test of fitness.
It is.
All we've seen so far of movements that just about everyone can do. So
and there's only been 5 movements in total so far. So
and think of how many CrossFit movements there are. Like they're only testing a very selected amount and they need to pick, you know, the 10 movements or 8 movements across the board that test the most things. Mm. So this week was always going to be what it is, I think.
Definitely. They normally save it for the last week.
Yeah. And it's a week that means that people aren't going to get through a workout or maybe aren't going to be able to RX it and they have been able to, which at first glance they're disappointed at, but it's the way it is. It's a test to find the fittest on earth, and we can't find the fittest on earth by doing burpees and deadlifts, unfortunately. Well, fortunately for me, but unfortunately for everybody else.
I think I think you're right. Like a lot of people I've spoke to this morning are very frightened and think that they have to go down an entire category, whether it's foundations or scaled, when they could RX it. I think people are very scared of either chipping away. Like, okay, like you said, this is a test to find the fittest people on earth. They make it very accessible. So all, like, because it's such a strong community building event, the biggest fitness competition on the planet, they make it very accessible.
Because we want as many people to participate.
Yes.
That was a lot of peas. Sorry, Kez.
Popping. They make it very accessible. Even, like, I know people are freaking out that they feel like this week isn't as, and on paper it's not, and in real life it's not. However, you need to stop treating it, in my coach eyes, you need to stop thinking about this like you're supposed to finish it, because only the top 0.01%, maybe a little bit more, I don't know, will finish this workout. Everyone else, it's, think of it less like it's a workout and more like it's a test, because that's what it is. So stop thinking that you have to finish it. Even if you only get, like, you know, if you were to do the workout RX and you've only ever gotten one pull-up before, maybe you'll get 5 pull-ups tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. If you don't want to treat it like a test and you want to treat it like a workout, then maybe you should, you know, go down whatever. But
that's not what this is.
That's not what it is. Yeah. Like, it's designed to challenge you in ways that you would not normally be challenged, even inside of training. Like, mm-hmm. you've done the movements before, but maybe this is a movement you haven't done before. But with the atmosphere and everyone around and everything else, like, you will maybe get a few reps of something that you didn't know you could. And the way that this workout is designed, the way they've set it up, putting pull-ups at the very start, I love, because there's going to be a lot of first pull-ups tomorrow.
Yeah.
And a lot of people not getting through the first movement at all.
And that's okay, because that's the way they've written it. Like these workouts get developed over years. Like, they've put it like this for a reason.
Yeah.
And that is the reason, to get first pull-ups, but to reward the people who've been working on those things and can get past that point, because it is a test.
Mm-hmm.
So don't freak out. It's okay. Like, you're not going to be, I think the biggest thing is like, oh my God, I'm going to be the only one that can't do that, or that's going to get stuck at that point. But mm-hmm. you're not going to be.
No.
The majority of our gym is going to be first and second sections will be there just chipping away at singles.
Look at the end of the leaderboard, the leaderboard at the end of 22.3, just this workout, the amount of just one rep scored in RX will be in the thousands.
Yep.
So there will be thousands and thousands of people that have scored one.
And that might be their first ever pull up. And that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Like, if you can do it RX, and it's very contradicting to last week, because we were saying if you can last week, it's very different. It's a different beast. And if you haven't figured out why, last week could hurt you.
Yes.
You can pull a 70 kilo deadlift. You have done it for one or two, which means you probably will be able to, with all that extra hype, you'd be able to do it for a lot more reps, but it can fuck you up. This workout is a lot different because it's all body weight, so it's less taxing on body parts. If you can't do the thing, you won't be able to do the thing.
It's not like you can like grind your way through it. Like, yes. You either can or you can't.
Yes.
So you're not going to get hurt in the attempts.
Correct. So I don't want, because I just realized as I said that, it's probably conflicting information to last week, but it is a whole different beast to last week.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
And I think the way that these workouts are written, if you look at it, I'm just looking at the thingy now. So it goes pull-ups, double unders, thrusters, another type of pull-up, double under, thruster. And it's kind of like, no matter where you are in your fitness, CrossFit life.
Journey? Would you say journey? Would you say CrossFit journey? Would you say CrossFit journey? I'd say CrossFit journey.
It's kind of the way that I see it in my brain anyway. It's like putting people into categories. It's like the beginner CrossFitters, the first round is your workout. It's like, how many of those pull-ups can you get through, and then maybe race to the end of the thrusters. And then it's like, when you're kind of like beginner to intermediate or kind of intermediate, you're going to be getting through that first round and into the chest bar pull-ups. And that's where it's going to separate you, how many chest bars you can get. And then when you've been doing it for a while and you're getting more advanced at your gymnastics movements, it's going to be about how many of the muscle-ups can you get through in that last round. So,
or your first muscle-up.
Or your first muscle-up. So don't worry about finishing, because that's not why this was written the way it's written.
Not for us. Like, not at the level of on the affiliates. We're not talking professional athletes here. We're talking our level of affiliate people just, you know, general health, trying to get healthier and have a fun time along the way, this workout is written exactly like Candace said. There's the beginner's aspect, and maybe there's a couple of people that I've spoken to this morning that have messaged me and be like, should I do RX? Should I scale? And there's been a couple of people that have been able to RX if with tomorrow every single workout. You can't finish an AMRAP, but they won't finish, but they're going to be able to do the movements and challenge themselves. And like I was talking to one member this morning, she did all foundations last year and she really wanted to do all scaled, but she was so scared of this workout that she wanted to do foundations. But I talked her off the ledge and now she's going to be doing all scaled this year. Mm. And that's really cool in itself, being able to go from all foundations last year to all scaled this year. Next year, she might be able to sneak in a 1RX, or maybe she will finish a scaled rather than just get into the scale.
Yeah.
So yeah, less pressure on yourself to feel like you're the only one who's just going to be flopping around on the pull-up bar, when that's like majority of us going to be flopping around on the pull-up bar.
Yeah.
Just flopping.
And we just haven't seen it yet this year, but
yeah,
like one of your first open workouts was that, just
flopping,
staring at the rings, trying to get the ring muscle up.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
I can't even remember. I think it was 14 minutes. I think it was longer.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got to try.
Yeah.
And nothing bad happens. Like,
no one's going to go home and be like, oh my God, did you see her try her absolute hardest for 12 minutes? What a loser.
Yeah.
No one is going to think that.
Yeah.
I think that's what people are scared of. Yeah. Maybe not those exact words, but the fear of judgment or the fear of
failure. And it comes back to like the
not getting kicked out of the tribe.
Yeah. All the primal sense of not, you know, being like looking weak in front of people. But I don't see weakness when people have a crack. I see nothing but pure strength. Yeah. When you have a crack, even if you fail every single rep, but you fucking try your hardest, that is nothing but pure strength to me.
Yeah.
Just have a fucking crack.
Yeah.
Just have a go.
What would you say, because I know this question will come up a lot today and tomorrow morning, should I do RX or scaled? Like if I do RX, I'm not going to get a workout in. So I should scale, but then I feel like I'm cutting myself short kind of thing. What would you recommend for people who are doing it tomorrow?
I think if they treat it like a test, like we said, I think if you've got one or two pull-ups or you feel like you might, have a crack at RX. Don't treat it like a workout. Treat it like a test. And on Monday, if you want to do it as a workout, do scaled then.
Yeah. Or move on and just get back to normal life.
Yeah. Or get stronger so you do better next year.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah. Like I said, different to last week's test, this one is definitely more of just have a go. Mm. Just definitely have a crack at the harder thing. The one that scares you. The bigger beast. Have a crack at the bigger one.
Yeah. And do it while, even though it feels scary to do it in front of so many people, like all of those people are there to help you and support you. So do it when that's there, because it's a very different vibe when you're doing it on Monday by yourself.
Oh yeah. And it gives, there's special powers in people. Yeah. You get special, you get fast powers. You get,
make you like 10 kilos lighter.
Yeah. 10 kilos lighter and
up over that bar.
Probably 50% stronger.
Yeah. At least. Science.
Definitely is science.
How are you feeling about the workout?
Yeah, really good. Mm. I'm like, you know, I love all those things. I love that it's not too heavy.
Yeah.
It fills me with joy. Yeah. It's just going to be fun. I'm just going to fucking send it and see what happens.
See how we go.
Just go. It'll be real fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do it with you.
Excellent. Excellent. What are we actually talking about today?
What else are we talking about today? Well, the other thing we wanted to touch on was comparison.
Mm. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Did you just make that up?
I think so.
Is that something that you... Did you write that down before we started?
I've been pondering it for a while.
I think it's very fitting. Because I think that's another reason that stops a lot of people from doing the harder thing is the comparison. But I think in something that I've, you know... Or like in hindsight, people go, oh... Like let's say last week's workout. Let's say someone was like... They thought they did really good. I saw this in a lot of Facebook groups, like affiliate groups. There was a lot of like, I thought I did really good until I looked at the leaderboard.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you don't have any control over that other human or all of those thousands of humans. But if you thought you did good and then you took that feeling away by seeing everyone else's score, that is so silly.
Yeah, and very mean to yourself.
Very mean. It's not like that's the opposite of supportive and something that you like. Think about what you would say to your friend that did the same thing. You just, you know that you aren't that person. Firstly, you're not that person or those people. You don't come from the same background. You didn't get the same, this not even relevant, but this is why you can't compare. You didn't eat the same the day before. You didn't sleep the same the night before that. You have a different amount of children. You didn't grow up playing that sport. Like, it doesn't matter what it is you did or didn't do. You're literally not the same human being. Mm. So you cannot compare yourself to them and you. Oh, but normally I'm stronger than her. Yeah, but...
You weren't today, and that's okay. Yeah.
Like, again, nothing bad is going to happen. You're not going to get kicked out of the tribe. There's nothing, you know, that's like a rock isn't going to fall on your head because you didn't beat her today.
Yeah, and I think when we're in a setting like this, like, yes, the Open is a competition, but it's not really. Like, it's a competition for the elite athletes to figure out who goes.
People that are getting paid for this, for a living.
Or trying to qualify. Yeah. Like, that's when it becomes a competition and it matters how you go next to the person next to you. But for everyone else, competition-ish, more against yourself, I would say. Like, definitely. You should be worrying about how you did this year compared to last year and the year before, and then how you're going to set yourself up to do better next year, rather than worrying about old mate in the lane next to you and why she's going faster than you when you beat her for the last 3 weeks in training.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
No.
At all.
It's not going to, like you said, the people at the very top or trying to qualify, they seem to be able to manage those emotions a bit better as well and go, oh, I didn't do, like, I felt good at the end of that workout. Oh, fuck. I didn't do as well on the leaderboard as I thought. Back to the drawing board. This is not a strength of mine anymore. I need to make sure I turn this into a strength. So it's not an emotional decision for the top or the people that are trying to get to the top. It needs to be more of a,
It's like a...
just back to work.
Yeah, like, how can I fix this problem?
Yes.
Rather than
it needs to be solved. Emotional. It's a problem that needs to be solved rather than I'm shit. I didn't do as good. Like, it's not going to help you. No. It's not going to, like, having those thoughts is not going to progress you forward. If you are, like, feel free to be surprised. Be like, oh, thought I was going to beat her in that workout. Yeah. Bummer. Yeah, cool. You didn't. Move on.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Do you ever compare yourself?
No. I don't think I do. But you know what I'm like. I'm funny when I think, do you think I'm a bit different with this stuff? Like, we talked about leaderboard before and how I look at it. It's just a fun game. Like, I do, but it's funny and I don't feel any emotions.
There's no like emotional tie to the outcome.
If someone like Christy, my mate, beat me last week and I thought for sure I would have beat her because she's like, she hasn't been doing full on CrossFit, but she's very strong and very fit. But she's just been mainly bodybuilding and then she's like, fucking got you. I was like, shit, thought for sure I would have, like, but it wasn't like,
I'm so shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I do, but with, yeah, I don't know. It's a bit different. I think I'm like a 12-year-old boy when it comes to the Open.
Yeah.
I just have a lot of fun with it and I compare, but not in the sense we're talking about.
Not in like a derogatory way to yourself.
It's not even competitive. Yeah. Like, it's just a bit silly.
It's like hand beat you.
Yeah. Literally, like, it's just a bit silly.
Have you always been like that?
Probably not. Like, I feel like I've gone through different ebbs and flows of feelings over the years and when I've trained with different people over the years. And if people are progressing faster than me, like, it has affected me. But then I just have to snap myself out of it and wake myself up and then I'm all right. Like everything I just said, like, not the same background, not the same history, not the same person.
Yeah.
Just do better than you, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
I think it's a natural response, but it's not the only response. Then you can't lean on it because it's a natural response. You need to
acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And sit with it, but then figure out how to get past it.
Yeah. Like, you don't, it's like, it's kind of like the same. Not really at all, but it's kind of like an overweight woman going, yeah, I'm big boned like the rest of my family, or I'm destined to be overweight because my family is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you actually, I don't really know how this comparison. I feel like I had a really good comparison and now it's not.
It's gone.
It's gone. You feel those feelings. That is a thing, but you don't have to stay like that. Yeah. You can change it.
Yeah.
And it's the same with like any sort of mindset stuff that people have. It's like, no, this is just the way I am, or I'm just not as good as her. It's like, you don't have to stay sitting in that feeling. You can get past it, but you have to make the decision to be better and not think like that.
It's hard work though.
Yeah, it is. I don't think I've ever struggled to the point of paralysis or it affecting me a lot.
Yeah, I think this is probably this year and last year have been the first 2 years that it hasn't bothered me, but before that it used to bother me a lot.
Like
a lot.
Just looking at the leaderboard.
Yeah, or? I think. I don't even know. Just like wanting to be better than I was, and not being quite there yet, but being very upset that I wasn't.
Yeah.
Whereas in reality, like, it is where you are. Like, you can't do anything about it in that moment. All you can do is be like, cool, I'm shit at these things. I need to go and work on them.
We mustn't have known each other well enough that I knew that you felt that way at the time. Because you were like a CrossFit baby.
Yeah.
So you didn't really, I would have said that to you if I knew that's like, you can't really come in with that attitude because you haven't had the hours of practice yet, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that I think people get stuck on is like, yeah, but she started after me. Let's take, not that anyone has said anything about her, so don't get a complex here, Hannah B. Imagine if people were comparing themselves to Hannah B. She only just started CrossFit and she kicked my ass last week, or she's going to kick my ass this week. You don't know the amount of fucking hours she's had in training, not CrossFit training, but in training. You have no idea her background and how many hours she's put into exercise. You don't know her work history, what she does for a living. Like, you just can't do it. You just cannot compare it. The hours and hours of anything. Like, even if someone's walking around with better posture than you, they've got hours of better posture than your shitty ass shoulders. and you want to get a pull up, but you can't arch. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one thing that, like, I feel like if there's one thing that I wish I could tell every single person when they started CrossFit is to not compare yourself to anyone else. That would be it. That would be the one thing, is do not take away from yourself. Just don't take away from yourself the hard work and effort you put in, because if all you're doing is looking sideways, you won't be able to see back from how far you have come.
Yeah.
And you won't acknowledge that change because you're too busy looking at the chick or the dude next to you do better than you. But you don't know what they've had to go through to get there, or what, you know, what their history is again. You just can't look sideways.
Yeah.
Only look back and forward.
It's like a motivational quote.
And now. Live in the now. But that's like a bit, don't you think it's a big one? Comparison. Yeah. Like, yeah. I honestly feel like it's such a big one that most people struggle with, even just when the open's not on, like just in training and everything. It's like, what's the point? There's no point doing this.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get this because, like, you know, look at her. She's done this bunch, you know. Shut up.
Yeah, I wonder why. I guess, I don't know, we talk about that primal thing all the time. Like, and I know from my dog trainer also that dogs do this. The minute they walk into a room, they analyze.
Size everyone up.
Yeah, they size everyone up and they do it in like a millisecond. And they're like, cool, this is where I fit into the pack. And I feel like humans do the same thing.
Absolutely. Jordy and I have talked about that
before. Would take a quick look around and be like, cool, I'm like middle of the pack here, or I'm like, oh, I'm kind of the best here, or like, I am the worst here. Yeah. And I feel like humans are constantly doing that, and then our survival depends on like where we fit where into we the pack, and so we don't want to be at the bottom, because,
and if we are at the bottom, why would we put that on display?
Yeah,
I think that's why people freak out.
Yeah,
but you're not at the bottom, you're having a fucking go. The minute you walk in these doors, you're doing more than most people on this planet is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Most people won't even be taking care of their health, and you've signed up for a fucking competition to take care of your health. Like, that's so cool. People need to give themselves more credit for this shit.
They do. They really do.
It's very cool that you walk in here however many times a week you do. Most people will not even do that ever.
Ever in their whole life.
That makes me sad.
Because
they should be.
Yeah. So stop comparing yourself to your friends and to anybody, really.
And sometimes, like we talk about comparing yourself to you, the old you, sometimes you shouldn't even do that.
No, because situations change and yes. circumstances change. Like if you've just had a baby, like probably not a good idea to compare yourself to who you were 2 years ago.
You know what I found over the years of running a ladies' gym? I have found one of the biggest, what's the word I'm looking for? One of the most common times for people to cancel their gym membership or gain weight or get less fit or whatever it is. After a child, they stop work.
Mm-hmm.
They have time off work for several years. Then they go back to a little bit of work. The moment they go back to full-time work and then have the kid and then try to juggle their own health, that's when it seems to fall off.
Mm.
That's when people lose their health, start eating more, like gain weight, whatever it is. That's something that I've known is very common. Have the babies, they're feeling good, they get back into training, everything's fine. The moment they go back to a lot of work, things get hard.
Yeah.
So that is not a time to compare you to your pre-pregnancy self. And I think that's why they get so down on themselves, is because they're like, oh, like, fuck, I could do this. I could do this after I had the baby. And that was 3 years ago and I'm not any better than I was. What's the point of doing this? Why am I spending my money on it? Why am I wasting my time? All of these thoughts happen. Mm. It's like, man,
be nice to yourself.
Yes. Don't look at any of that.
Yeah. You
need to make changes in your life to be kinder to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And this is the kind of stuff, if you're struggling with it, that you do quite a lot in goal reviews, I feel.
Yeah.
If you're having a rough old time.
Yeah, come on in.
But it's something that you need to put active work into. You can't just say the right things and then keep coasting through life the way you are. You have to say the things and then do the work to make the things happen.
And I think like another thing humans do, and I don't know, I've noticed Callie does it already. We fucking complain. Mm. It's built into us to whinge about shit and not make changes. But you got to catch yourself. Like you catch yourself complaining about something for more than a week, make a fucking change to make it different so it stops happening to you.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. If you're not getting sleep, get off your phone earlier over night time. Oh, I'm having shit sleeps. I've slept like shit for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. Do something about it.
Figure it out. Like, and a lot of people, you know, with like skills and drills in CrossFit training, like we have like a Bible in our head of different drills for different movements, like mm-hmm. pull-ups, pull-up drills, like different ways to get there. A lot of people think that I learned that in courses.
Mm.
I did not. Most of the courses that I did not teach me all of the, they taught me the points of performance, the setup, the, you know, execution, all these lovely things. The way you find out those different drills or scaling options or whatever is research. And that's the internet. That is a beautiful thing called the internet. And I feel like a lot of people don't utilize it for the correct reasons, the internet. So if you're struggling with sleeping, it might be a lack of education as to what could help your sleep be better. And you have access to the World Wide Web. And on the World Wide Web is many tips on how to sleep better. But don't do it as you're laid in bed about to go to sleep.
So what you're saying is if you have a problem and you're complaining about that problem over and over again, that you need to do something to fix said problem.
Don't bitch to your friends about it. They ain't going to help you. They're going to listen to you and go, oh, babes. Are you okay, babes?
I will not do that.
I feel for you, babes. I feel for you. Oh, your life is so hard, babe. I'm not joking. Like, people's lives are hard. But, oh, babes, it's not going to fucking help you.
Mm.
Oh, babes, it's not going to help you. What's going to help you is what were you just saying? Yes. You get back.
Fix the problem.
Fix the problem. How do you fix the problem?
Learn about the problem.
Learn. Teach yourself. You have access.
Mm.
My S's are very S-y today. Yeah, sorry about
that. Carrie-Anne will complain about that probably.
Yeah, like people can, they can look it up.
Why did we start talking about this?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm on tangents. I'm deep in tangents.
It's fine.
It started with comparison and then and problems. Complaining. And then it went into problems. Have I gone way too? Do I need to like?
Even talking okay, about cool. anymore? It's fine.
I hope someone finds value in there. I feel like Candace has stopped listening to me.
No, I'm just trying to figure backtrack and work out how we got here.
It's cool, man. It's
like, you know, when you're on Instagram and you end up on someone's profile, you're like, how did I get
all the way here?
Who are you?
Why am I looking at your face? That's hilarious. Yeah, no. Long story short, fix your own problems. Don't whinge about them.
Mm. How did we get? I just need to know now. Man. You're going to have to go back and listen.
Complaining. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you'll have to listen to it. Do you ever listen to our podcast?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
I haven't for a long time. Every week. I just listen to the start.
Yeah. Make sure you've saved it.
Yeah. Make sure it's the right one that I've uploaded. Not a weird one.
Weird.
What else have we got today? What else are we going to yarn about?
I think that was everything. How many minutes are we up to?
30.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Not too shabby.
It's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty much all we really wanted to talk about, I think, was the last week of the open, having a crack, don't be scared. And comparing scores, comparing fitness, comparing yourself. And I think, again, I'm just going to mention it. Fuck it. Social media. That's a comparison problem right there.
Yeah. It's
the worst.
For me, the worst thing.
What do you compare? What do you look at?
Everything.
Like fitness?
Yeah.
Smartness. How good your house looks.
People's careers. Like really? Everything. Yeah, everything.
Stop it. I just look at sharks.
Yeah.
I love shark videos on Instagram. You should see my explore feed. Just it's animals, sharks and little baby monkeys.
Cute.
And like fitness, weightlifting and stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting. Careers, what career?
Just, I don't know. Just like, and especially like old friends that I had from uni or school, like doing cool shit.
Like what?
Like, I don't even know. Just when they get, like one the other day, got a like senior lecturing job at a uni, just like different things. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm going to do something cool. But I am doing something cool.
It's just I'm like starting to get a complex.
That
just don't think you
like it's just
job.
That like, you're just never happy with what you've got. And you're definitely not happy when you're looking at what other people have, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like if you do that, you should ban yourself for a little while.
Yeah, I think
a long while or forever, whatever.
I think I've seen this tip written lots is if you are looking, you're scrolling, having a scroll through Insta and you see something that doesn't make you feel good, you should unfollow that page.
Mm.
That's probably the easiest way to attack it. Like, preferably no one I know, including myself, would not be on social media. Like, we just don't have it. It's very handy though for business purposes to communicate
and it's
with
like
people.
You almost
very
can't
handy.
Exist in a business world without it now because it's how we do everything.
It's very great for communication purposes and putting stuff out there. It's very, very good. But in a perfect world, we wouldn't really be using it to have a scroll. We would just be using it for, you know, certain groups and communication.
Yeah.
But if you do anything, just don't look at the things that don't make you feel good. I love watching sharks. It makes me feel very good. Actually, it doesn't. I don't like... Why do I look at things that I'm scared of?
Scared of all of those things.
You know one of my favorite things to watch on documentaries? Guess. Guess one of my favorite things to watch, which doesn't make any sense.
Something about an aeroplane.
Yep. Mm. Aeroplanes fucking crashing.
Oh, really?
I love watching aeroplane investigations. Why, Candace?
I don't know.
That's so strange, isn't it?
It's very weird.
But it does make me feel good. I don't know why. Like, I'm like, don't watch things that don't make you feel good. I actually really enjoy it. It makes me feel good. But I just don't ever want to get
in. Maybe that's why you're so scared of flying.
Maybe that's why I'm so scared of flying. Who knows? Mm. It's fine. And sharks, I'm scared of the ocean and sharks. So it doesn't matter. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe that's like the only way you'll experience those things is via
Instagram. Maybe that's
Instagram.
What it is. I don't know why. I even like scary movies with airplane crashes.
Do you?
What the fuck?
I will never. Nah.
Isn't that weird?
It. Cannot do
it. Oh, Christy just messaged me. Do you like it?
Oh, the workout.
What's your question for me?
I don't have one. Fuck.
You're slipping, bro.
I am. I've fallen. Slipping. What?
Oh, also, I'll just say for anyone who listens to this before tomorrow, please watch our video later that we make for the members. Don't ask Candace anything that you feel like you should know the answer tomorrow.
That little tip like we had about the interweb. Go
look. Yeah, you look at it. I feel like she'll snap a clipboard over her knee tomorrow if someone says something that pisses her off. She's already a bit sassy today, could happen.
I'm good.
So don't just ask me. Don't ask her.
What am I doing? Question. Oh yeah, that's right.
That's funny.
I'm just going to ask you the question from today because I didn't know what your answer was.
I got one for you. Okay. It's fitting for today as well.
If you weren't careful with your money, what would you spend it all on?
See, I said to this, I actually, when my first thought was, I think my husband is rubbing off on me because I don't really spend money on useless shit. I spend stuff that I feel like I either want or I need, and I don't really want that much because I feel like I don't really want or need anything. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If there was one thing that I would spend more money on that I don't really need to spend it on, it's probably just clothes to work out in or shoes to work out in. But I need those things, but I probably just have more than I actually need.
Actually need,
yeah. I would suggest that is the only. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably it. What's yours?
Mine would definitely be like skincare stuff.
What do you buy?
I just nothing because I don't go in there, but I would if I could.
What would you buy? Just random
shit that I don't need.
Just random skincare items.
Yeah, I love it.
Have you always enjoyed the skincare? Have you? I just feel pretty uneducated with skincare, so I just ask Em what to buy, and then she just tells me, and then I just buy it.
Yeah.
She could be lying to me. I probably don't need any of it.
Probably not.
She's just telling me to beef it up. Okay, I need this. What's it for? Don't worry about it. Okay.
Just take it. Yeah, that's mine. But food would be my second one. Like Becky and I were talking about this before, I would just not plan anything and just like...
eat out everywhere.
Buy excessive amounts of stuff because I wasn't organized.
No.
You wouldn't?
No. If I wasn't married to my current husband, if I wasn't married or married to someone else who couldn't cook, I'd probably just buy food for every meal.
Like you'd buy a pre-made meal?
Pre-made, or I'd like eat at a coffee shop or a cafe or
that's expensive, a restaurant. Man.
Yeah, but it's food. It's necessary for getting by.
See, I feel like that's a line.
You're like, you can go to a grocery store, though. It costs three times the amount at a restaurant. Yeah. True. Yeah. My question for you, Candace Lamb. What really makes you angry? I feel like she's angry today. So.
I'm not. I'm fine. Well, Wendy just did her open workout and yelled at me. This is why I'm upset, because she yelled at me the whole time.
She really did. She's not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating at all.
I had to yell at Wendy to tell her to stop yelling at Candace.
Because I wouldn't give her a rep for a no rep.
Wish I had a judge that gave me this rep.
Fuck. What makes me really angry? I need a minute.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
First thought. I love my first thoughts. I always go with those with everything in my life. First thought would be shit driving.
Oh, doesn't make me mad.
So if you're behind someone, you're merging, right? You're getting ready. You're on the on-ramp to go onto the motorway.
Yeah.
And that 100 sign is 200 meters back from that motorway starting, and you're sitting behind fucking Fred. And Fred is cruising at 60. He makes it to 65, maybe 70. Possibly even 80 before you get on the motorway.
Yeah.
Are you fucking in his ass telling Fred to go faster?
I wouldn't be angry. I'd be like, oh, mate, hurry up. But I wouldn't be like
mad
like you get.
You've seen some things.
I've seen some things. Heard some things.
I feel like it should, the lessons of merging onto a motorway or how to look at a roundabout and not stop at a roundabout when there's no car coming. I feel like these things should be made aware in early high school before you're even behind a wheel. Like, I think it should be taught. I don't know if it is taught. Is it even taught when you're in a driving lesson to match the speed on the motorway instead of coming onto it 30 kilometers less than the speed limit? That's all I want to know is, do we even learn?
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I feel very strongly. I'm trying to be a better person and not be mad behind the wheel. But when I get behind the wheel and someone's not doing the right thing, it makes me real mad.
I can tell.
Just tell. Like, don't drive then. I don't feel sorry for old people going slow either.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I just had to get that off my chest.
I don't know if it's... not much makes me like mad, like that kind of mad.
Nothing like that?
No, not that I can think of.
I can just think of people ruining CrossFit for you. That makes you pretty mad.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was appropriate to talk about on here.
Maybe not.
I'll leave that one alone. I hate it when people don't take their trolleys back at the supermarket.
Yeah, you do not like that. It
makes me very cranky. Yeah. And then the other thing, when people are mean to people in service jobs, like
that makes
like
me
cashiers
wild.
And like waiters at restaurants and bartenders, when people are rude.
Do you think because we've worked in those jobs, do you think that's why we understand?
Yeah,
we have empathy.
Yeah,
because we've been on the other side.
Yes. Like, I don't know, when the restaurant is clearly very busy and they're obviously, like, they're not, like, scrolling on their phones. Like, they're running around like crazy people trying to do everything. And then people are like, I asked for this. Why didn't you bring it out? Like, she forgot, and give her a break. Like, be nice to her.
Yeah. But also in the same breath, I will say incompetence in a workplace frustrates me. So when I don't get mad at them, though, like, I'll just bitch about it to Jordo or you. Like, it makes me wild. If the restaurant's really busy and they're usually very young person with low energy, low blood sugar is dragging their feet, if they're walking around like they are gone for a Sunday walk with their mum drinking coffee, like that makes me pretty mad. Yeah. I'm like,
the phrase knees up.
Knees up.
Said many times.
Knees up, bitch. Let's go. I don't take it to her. I just talk about it. But yeah, that. In the same breath, that incompetence and like, if you have like, if you know what your job is and you don't do your job well, like that does upset me a little bit.
Yeah.
What was the other one you said? The trolley, the service person. There was something else I wanted to add to that one, but now I can't remember. Oh, similar. Just all humans are human, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks. didn't.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I don't like it when people are scared of coppers. So,
like Hannah when she cries when she sees them on the road, like that?
Yeah. They're just humans. They're just doing their fucking job. Do you think they want to? Sometimes they do, I'm sure. But do you think they want to be doing whatever they're doing at that time? I'll give you an example. Last week, we were going for a walk around Park Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a copper on the Sunday, taking photos of a smashed car window. So someone's, I don't know, thrown a big rock through a car. I don't know what it was. Do you think, like, nothing bad happened. But as we walked past, I said, how you going? He said, good, thanks, how are you? And we smiled at each other and we were on with our day. I just feel like I've been around a lot of people in my time where they don't make eye contact and they're scared of them. Like they're going to fucking arrest them if they look at them, let alone speak
like
to them.
Like they're mean, yeah.
Like they're all mean and they're just all out to get you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't like it when parents say to their children, stop doing that, or that police officer in that car is going to come and get you.
Yeah.
That you're creating the fear from a young age that coppers are not there to protect and serve.
Like bad people.
I feel like I'm very much on a soapbox today.
You're ranting a lot
I'm
today.
I'm ranting. I don't know why.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Okay. I'm okay. Maybe it's just because I just had another coffee. Maybe it was like a double shot and Hannah might have gave me two double shot
just
coffees today.
Job incompetence.
Yeah.
Right under your nose.
Right under my nose. But yeah, that's, I don't like it when people are scared of police.
Yeah.
And also do less than the speed limit. If there's a copper driving behind them and they do less, do you think that they want to go slower because of your slower? Okay, we'll wrap up. I'm sorry. I'm done.
You sure?
Yeah. You're just giving me the eyes like, pull back, mate, pull back. I just feel passion for that.
It's okay. You can keep going.
No, it's all right. I should probably stop talking. Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to the list?
I've got a long list today, but we'll probably leave it there.
I literally can't think of another thing.
You don't get very mad. I'm full of a lot of emotions. Yeah. I have big emotions. I have lots of joy and lots of
rage.
Hate. You're pretty consistent.
It's neutral.
Switzerland. You're potato.
Yeah, potato. Potato.
That's pretty much it. So we'll do a video for those of you listening.
If you're still listening.
After my many rants. If you are a member of our gym, coming to our gym for the open workout tomorrow, we'll be doing a video shortly on how to attack, what to expect, and how to measure if you're doing scaled. And aside from that, get ready to be tight and bright in the gym tomorrow and have a great fucking time. That's pretty much it.
Perfect.
Good. Anything else?
No, we got it.
Great. Nailed it. I'm so glad. I feel good now. I feel like I've just been in therapy. Good. Thanks, Candace. Bye. I appreciate that. Bye.